punk and the schooner. No one is punk.
Show number 30 here of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner. Gene, who in God's name are you?
I am Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to show number 30. That's right. We turned 30 today. We could legally, I don't know. We could do,
you know, you started it and
I don't know.
Finish.
Yes, anal sex. Anyway, so basically, I don't know. We have a very special guest today.
We always say that.
We always say that.
Yeah, before don't, show don't take it personally.
Number 30.
Yes.
We have a guest, and her name is...
can I say it?
Okay, this is going to be fun, because Charles has no...
Natalia Medvedovskaya.
Medvedovskaya.
Aye, it was close.
Which in Russian means something about a bear, but we'll talk about that later.
Здравствуйте, welcome.
Здравствуйте, hi.
All right, it's official.
It's official, she's here. And Natalia is a pianist, composer, and a friend of Joseph Pearson, who highly recommended you, actually.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Oh, yes. We're going to put it through the test. Now, Charles is going to ask Natalia a very important question that he
likes
to ask.
Well, it's not that important. What made you want to compose?
For me, composition of music, it's like all my life, and I couldn't imagine my life without composing music. It's very naturally for me. And I started composing when I was 6 years old. And I started singing when I was 19 months old.
Oh, my God. 1.5 you start singing.
It's a coincidence because Charles composes as like a six-year-old.
Shut up. Sleashy.
Sleashy, sleashy. Trying to do
Sleashy, sleashy.
So I'm trying to do new bugadi.
New bugadi.
That's Charles' favorite cartoon.
At the moment.
So, okay. Well, I guess now we really need to hear some music.
All right, that's a good idea. You have a that's a good idea. You have a string quartet, number one.
Yes, I have.
Which accord? Which? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I have two string quartets, and first string quartet I composed when I lived in Russia, and the second quartet I composed 2 years ago when I already lived in New York.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, which one came first?
Number one or number? You're an idiot.
Number one.
If you really meant that, then you're an idiot. But if you didn't mean that, meant to be funny, then you're an even bigger idiot. Did you know that? All right, thank you. There was a joke. Okay, so when we hear your string quartet number one, which you have, correct?
Yes. String quartet number one, it's a single movement, and it's dedicated to Putsch. This is a political event in Russia.
A Putsch.
A dramatic event.
You mean like when somebody takes over a government?
Like a revolution of 1991 year, yeah.
Oh, of course, that year. That was
there
the
were
year.
Some victims.
That was when
yes,
you were 25
so it's true.
Years old, Charles.
Is that right?
It's very old.
Shut just up. Joking. Shut up!
Okay, yeah. And this quartet has been performed in the USA since 1994.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a review here from, as I see, someone that's associated with the Los Angeles Times stating that this is only 8 minutes long. The piece has a tight arching structure, good ideas that are bounced around. The instruments add a restless, dramatic temperament, audibility handed down from Shostakovich.
Sorry, I just thought a little review music would be good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I ask for that?
No.
Why don't we just take a listen in that matter? This is the string quartet number one by our guest, Natalia...
What's her name, Gerald?
Medvedovskaya.
Medvedovskaya.
He's not going to get it right ever.
I'll get it right someday.
Who's performing the quartet?
Who's performing?
St. Petersburg Quartet.
Oh.
Yeah, do you know them?
I'm vaguely
famous. Oh, yeah, very famous collective. Yeah, great musicians.
Yeah. So let's take a listen. String Quartet number 1 by our guest, Natalia Mevedotskaya, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thank you.
ending on a non-judging fifth on A. The String Quartet number 1 by our guest Natalia Medvedovskaya.
Yeah, you're getting closer, Joe.
Shut up. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, man. Definitely a Shasti influence, but very strong.
I hope you don't mind
strong.
Us saying that it was a Shasti influenced kind
like
of
we like Shasti.
We love Shasti. Kovic. Shostakovich.
Oh, good that you explained.
Well, maybe she didn't. Okay, maybe you did know. But anyway. Shut up.
Sorry.
Anyway. Obvious question. You wrote that when you were 18?
Yes.
I couldn't do that at 18.
You still can't do that.
Shut up. He always makes fun of me. When you wrote that, were you thinking of a particular personal experience or just your frame of mind or anything like that? What made that happen? Do you have an answer to that?
I didn't think about string quartet at all. yes, I thought about string octet. Yes. And first I composed it for two violins, viola, cello, double bass, vibraphone, and some different instruments. I don't remember.
Was it composed or did you want to write for a bigger ensemble? And then what? You then reduced it to a string quartet? What did you do?
Yes, first I composed it for string octet, and then I realized that it's very hard to gather all the musicians together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I reduced it. I reduced it to string quintet, and then, I got friends who is string quartet, St. Petersburg quartet. Yeah. And I reduced it to string quartet.
So good and economical, I guess, is what. The deal. On that note.
Another note.
What would you like to show us next?
How about
another one of your compositions?
You know, Joseph was saying that you write some very hip-hop songs in Russian. I mean, I don't know if this
right.
is the time yet, but mm-hmm. You tell me what you
Why
want.
Why not? You mentioned it. Might as well go with it.
Maybe she doesn't want to yet.
Would you like to?
See?
Which one?
What do you want? What would you like to show us? What would you like to play us? What would you like us to do?
Here.
Okay, fairy tales about you.
Yeah,
this is one of that my really? This is
oh,
one
this
of my favorites. Popular own songs.
Well, then we better play it then. So let's play it. Let's take a listen. Let's see what this. See if this is a different. This is slightly different from what we just heard before. Very interesting. Fairy tales about you by our guest composer Natalia Medvedovskaya here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thinking of you, I'd kneel like an angel fallen from heaven. The wings you had were not real. Now I know I'm never to have you with me. Better try to forget. Rather stay alone in my own and empty world than to risk appearing before you. Trembling, hurt once again. See the lonely hollow within me, filled with passion. Like then, I'd be swept up, drowning in your eyes. Grains of sand in the sea, but there's no. That it blazed in me so deep with a flame so red. I caressed you with my love ballads, proudly called you my own, watching foaming waves of my feelings thrusting forth into stone. Clouds of doubt darkened my shining spirit. Is your love for me real? As I locked my heartache within the pages of my diary, only then I realized how empty hands that hold more than one. But before I pictured them clearly, all my visions were gone. As the carousel of bright faces tickled your glittering life, each of those far I see embraces listen to me like a knife. But I thank the Lord above to keep, that it blazed in me so deep with the flame so ready. Oh yeah. Oh, I had held the light of your image softly cupped in my palms as I strolled with thoughts of you daydreams, soothing my soul serene calm. And I offered all with the sunrise, gave you all but the rain as I bathed in smiles from your eyes, quietly drowning in pain. Yes, I thank the Lord above, I have dreams to keep me whole, and the spring within my soul keeps me flowing steady. Yes, I thank the Lord above, my love was only mine to
Fairy Tales by our guest Natalia Mevedoskaya here on Noise Puck
and the Schrooner.
And hey, well, I'm supposed to say that.
And the Schrooner.
You always do, and you never get it right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was a nice little change.
Very different.
What
made you want to go in that direction after the Shostakovich influence? No, it's not.
Stupid question. Party of one, Charles.
That's not stupid. Why was that a stupid question? Answer me, you fool!
What do you mean, direction? Direction today in the show or in general?
No.
In life?
Why? What made her go from one style to another?
You mean right now in the show?
I'm talking about her. Well, between the two pieces, you idiot.
Can you just ask her a question?
Anyway, what inspired? It's very different from what we heard earlier. What inspired that? What made that happen?
Actually, some ensemble, some Russian popular group. It's called Beat Quartet Secret. Now they don't exist anymore. But I was inspired by them, and writing popular songs always have been for me like a hobby. You know, it was like when I started composing something serious. I started composing something more popular,
you just used two words we don't use. Serious and popular.
He hates those words, serious and popular.
Everything is serious and everything is popular or unpopular.
Yeah. Yeah, I generally agree with that. I'm not as strict. I don't talk someone down about it like this idiot does.
Hey, don't talk anybody down. I'm just saying.
I know. Maybe you're. Well, anyway, I kind of generally agree. There's a famous story. I think Dizzy Gillespie was interviewed once after a gig. He was playing a great jazz gig, and the interviewer said, "Do you ever play serious music?" And he said, "What do you think we're doing here? Goofing off?" So. I think it's a true story. So I think this is the concept that Gene follows. Point is, good. There are only two types of music, good and bad, and both of what we heard there was...
That's the concept.
I know.
No, I'm saying that.
I know. I was getting to that. Well, there you go. So that wasn't a stupid question I asked. Well, yes, what would you like to say?
That was a stupid question.
No, it wasn't. You're an idiot. What also would you like to say?
Charles.
Yes. Actually, I have many, many popular melodies. In age of 19 years old, I started composing lyrics to these songs.
Oh. Yeah. Did you write the lyrics to the song? Or?
Yes, I wrote it in Russian, and I found some excellent translator who speaks fluently in Russian and English. Yeah, and in USA, I participated in many competitions and song contests, and I became... I became a winner of some of them. For example, Fairy Tales About You was honorably awarded at 14 Billboard Song Contest.
Oh, yeah, great. Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh.
In Russia?
No, I think in America.
In America, too?
In America.
Okay.
Pay attention to what the person
said. I admit that was a stupid for me to say.
Charles.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes, and I would like to let our listeners know that my band, my newborn band, we will have our performance very soon. It will be on June 21st.
2008,
yeah,
by the way.
And the show might not air by then, but
yes,
they might have already had it.
It will be Make Music New York Festival. We will play five of my songs and one more instrumental that we composed together. And it will be in Tribeca area, 19 Harrison Street,
sure,
at 3 p.m.
There you go. There you, I live in Tribeca. Yeah, it's a nice little part of the world. Oh, there it is. She's displaying the flyer.
What's the name of the band?
The Nat Work Band.
Nat Work?
Presented by Make Music New York. And there's a picture of the various artists included. You are Nat M. This is her name in her influenced, her
what do you mean?
Pop influenced, Nat M, if you look below her picture.
Oh, Nat M. Oh, I see.
As opposed to Nat...
It's hard to pronounce. It's very long, long name, so yeah.
That's because we are American idiots, and we don't bother to make the effort.
Oh, Charles.
All right, maybe not. Yeah.
Let's move on to some music.
What would you like to hear now?
Or play now, Charles.
Or play now. I know. Yeah, don't bother, Gene. It's stupid.
You're stupid.
What is this?
You're dumb. You're gay.
You're done.
You're done.
What is this?
You're fat.
My flute.
You're fat.
Sonata for flute and piano.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
When did you write this?
When? When I started in conservatory. Okay. Yes. With my teacher, Slonimsky, who's a famous composer in Russia.
Wait, who? Slonimsky, yeah. Slonimsky, sure.
Sergei Slonimsky, yeah.
The man who lived a long... He lived to be 100, right?
No, I think you're thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, Nicholas Slominski.
She said Sergei. Listen to the...
Oh, sorry.
Sergei Slominski.
Relation to Nicholas?
I guess he's a son. His son.
She wasn't that stupid.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah. We diss each other. We actually love each other very much.
I don't like you at all. What are you talking about?
See, he's in denial. So let's take a listen. This is a sonata for flute and piano. I'm assuming you're at the piano.
Yes, I'm playing piano,
yes. Who's the flautist?
Michael Lederman.
Mm-hmm. So now
Nicholas Slominski.
This is recording from the performance in Brooklyn College.
Okay. Sonata for flute and piano by our guest Natalia Mevedotskaya.
Nat M.
What?
Nat M.
Nat M. Otherwise known as Nat M. Matt M. Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Charles Fat.
Thank you. Thank you.
as you can tell, that was a live performance at Brooklyn College of the Sonata for Flute and Piano by our guest, Natalia Medvedovskaya, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. That was the composer herself at the piano. Who again was the flautist?
Michael Lederman.
Part of the faculty at Brooklyn College.
Yes, he's a teacher in Brooklyn College, and he's an excellent performer.
Yeah, you can tell that was definitely a professional we heard.
Yeah, it was rocking
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean, you wrote some difficult, that last movie was difficult, but I guess that's the great thing about art. You can write whatever you want, and the flautist can determine whether it's playable or not. And you just rewrite it, but it obviously was playable.
What if we don't say anything, Charles? I'm just going to be stuck there.
I had a profound thought, and I felt like talking about it.
Yeah, it was profound.
Yeah.
Now lose it.
Yes, sir.
Instead of lose. So, okay. Let's go on. What else we got? You got some orchestral music? Chamber music?
Yes,
big.
I have more music. Yeah, I have much music. Pantomimes. This is a suite for clarinet and piano.
Okay.
Yes, and it was performed at International Clarinet Convention in Atlanta last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know any orchestral music? Big orchestras?
Yes, I have
let's play something orchestral.
Concerto for double bass and orchestra.
There you go. Yeah. Come on, let's do
that.
That.
Let's definitely do that.
We don't want to hear the clarinet and piano piece. It's just we hear the flute and piano. We want variety. The show's all about variety.
Yes, let's do that. Do you have it? Do you have that? Or?
I have no recording.
Oh, you have no recording of it. Oh.
Do you have
anything orchestral, recording-wise?
Or big chamber?
Big chamber.
Yeah, big chamber. Like 100 tubas.
Like 100 tubas.
I want to hear 100 tubas and I want to hear them now.
I just would like to show one piece from this suite for clarinet piano.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
This is imaginative pieces with some funny names.
Okay.
Yeah. Alarm in the Anthill, Walls of Poisonous Mushrooms, Tiptoeing Invisible Beings.
Sounds like an Alice in Wonderland story going on here.
Yeah, I want those. Then Serenade of Dolphin, Tango of Octopi, and Trip of Solar Bunnies.
These are all movements in your clarinet and piano work.
Yes. And I would like to show Tiptoe and Invisible Beings.
Oh, the two. Okay, those two movements.
One movement. Oh, I would like to show one movement.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to show one.
Okay.
Okay. So what are we playing, Natalia? Tell us what we're playing now.
Where is it?
What is this piece? This is a sonata? No, it's just a piece for clarinet and piano.
Yeah, this is cycle of several pieces, and I would like to show just one of them, one of these pieces called "Tiptoeing Invisible Beings." Okay.
Tiptoeing Invisible Beings by our guest Natalia Medvedovskaya. Oh, I did it wrong. Finally, I got it wrong.
Yeah,
more or less.
Right. I don't know.
More or less. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Let's hear it. Thank you.
inspired by the listening experience. We wanted to hear the whole thing anyway. That was Pantomime by our guest composer, Natalia Medvedovskaya. That was her at the piano. And who was the clarinetist?
Clarinetist is Adam Berkowitz.
Oh, my God. That guy. That's another guy that could play well. Obviously, another professional, I think.
Professional.
Yeah, well.
Absolutely. Rocking it.
That's right.
Rolling it.
Yeah.
Reminded had a little Stravinsky feel.
Influenced. Stravinsky? You know, a little Igor Stravinsky influenced.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Come on. All right.
Admit it.
All right.
We all bow to Stravinsky.
Well, we have maybe time for one more song, and perhaps we'll do a song. So tell us about this.
Yeah, tell us about this song.
Pop song.
Okay. This is a song, I sang it in Russian, and it's called Back to Front or Inside Out. It's up to you to choose.
You make a dirty joke out of that one, but we won't.
What is it?
Back to Front, Inside Out.
That's disgusting. I don't even know what you're talking about. Both of you are sick people.
Yeah.
Now let's play the song.
Okay.
Who's playing?
Who's
singing?
You're singing.
Yes, I'm singing, yeah. And I also I made arrangement of this song.
Okay.
All right. Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Inside Out and Upside Down. Oh, no.
Inside Out say the title again.
Inside Out or Back to Front.
It could be either one, basically. Here on Noise Punk
and
Dust
Crooner. Which one do you like, Charles?
Солнце светит, но не греет, как обманчиво его тепло. Кто в него наивно верит, тому не повезло, тому не повезло. Не огорчайся, что сносит весло. Утро зонтиком накрылось от дневных забот, проблем, помех. Что-то мне сегодня снилось, то детство звонкий смех, то детство звонкий смех, то детство яркий пронзительный смех. Будь такой уже, как раньше, и пример себя бери, и распутывай без фальши жизни пестрый лабиринт. Отпусти воображенье, развяжи шнурки забот, поверни все огорченья козырьком наоборот, козырьком наоборот. Детство шариком воздушным прилетит ко мне издалека. Взрослый мир живет на суше, а детский в облаках, а детский в облаках, и счастье детства живет в облаках. Утро спрыгнет на подушку, разгоняя смятых мыслей бег. Вешай чувства на просушку, шагнув к самой себе, шагнув к самой себе, шагнув по жизни к самой же себе. Будь такой уже, как раньше, и пример себя бери. И распутывай без фальши жизни пёстрый лабиринт. Отпусти воображенье, развяжи шнурки забот, поверни все огорченья козырьком наоборот, козырьком наоборот.
We end on an interesting note here. One of her pop songs, the composer Natalia Medvedovskaya.
Oh, you almost got it right.
I almost got it right. One of her popular songs, quote-unquote popular songs. We don't want to attribute that because Gene loves that term so much. Yeah. Loosely translated means inside out.
Inside out?
And it could also mean...
In
Russian? Well, go ahead, in Russian. In Russian it is.
Козырек наоборот.
Translate, Gene.
Козырек наоборот. Козырек is like a hat. On the hat. What do you call the thing? The flap. The flap on the hat.
Oh, the flap.
It's flap backward. Backward flap.
Okay.
Flap.
Uh-huh. Flap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Backward flap is what it's called. Really.
All right. Well, I'll remember that for 10 seconds.
You're gay.
Well, listen.
So, Natalia, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's coming up in your life?
Right. Yeah, what's happening next?
Shut up! People want to hear more music of yours. Where would they go? Like online?
Yeah. Well, first of all, do you have websites or anything that you'd like to tell everyone about?
Yes, I have my website. I have my page on MySpace, www.myspace.com/Natalia Medvedovskaya.
Which you'll see the name when you check the link on our show. It's right there, clear as day. You just put MySpace next to it, .com next, and then you've got the all you need. That's all you need to do, and you'll find it, because you know you need to hear it, folks out there. Anyway, and you, as you said before, you got something coming up June 21st?
Yes, June 21st at Yaffa's Bar, at sidewalk of Yaffa's Bar, 19 Harrison Street.
I know Yaffa's. It's two blocks from where I live. Nice little. I used to go there a long time ago. Nice little part of the world.
When he was a woman.
Yeah. Anyway, you're an idiota. Idiot. Anyway, well, listen, good luck to you, and carry on. Carry on with the music. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you.
It was
for
a pleasure
me.
For me.
All right, then. And
thank you for bringing our music. And
is that what I think it is?
Yes, it's our theme song.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk. And the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Punk and the Scooter.